Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
May DVD night! Always may pangbaon sa school! Always may init ang pagkain! Always may tubig pangligo!
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Kahit na anong mangyari, magkasakit ka man ng grabe, mananatili ako sa iyong tabi.
Okay lang naman babae, basta't wag lang pahuhuli, dahil kung hindi, yari
ko.
I love you.
I love you too. Yan ang sinasabi ng puso ko.
Si Papa at si Mama, si Ate at si Kuya, laging magkasama sa hirap at ginhawa. Si Tito at si Tita, si Lolo at si Lola, hindi nag-aaway, lahat sana ay maligaya.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, boogie-boogie ba, tango-tango boogie-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, boogie-boogie ba, cha-cha. Ang saya di ba kapag kumpleto ang pamilya? Yan ang gusto ko talaga. Ang saya di ba kapag tayo ay sama-sama? Ayoko ng puro problema. Kaya magtango boogie cha-cha.
Daddy at si Manny, si Iho at si Iha, kumpleto ang pamilya, di ba't walang problema? Si Chonko at si Chanko, si Lola at si Lolo, lahat tayo'y kasama, tara magtango boogie cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, boogie-boogie ba, tango-tango boogie cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, boogie-boogie ba, tango boogie cha cha. Ang saya di ba kapag kumpleto ang pamilya? Yan ang gusto ko talaga. Ang saya di ba kapag tayo ay sama-sama? Ayoko na problema. Para magtango boogie cha-cha. Para magtango boogie cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Boogie-boogie ba, tango-tango boogie cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Boogie-boogie ba, boogie cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Ay dahil sa'yo. ang tanging mahal ko. Sa tuwing ako ay nahuhulog, ika'y saklay ko.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Si andito na naman po kami, Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar. Here on 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas, Mabuhay. Kumusta ang lahat nating mga kaibigan dyan sa North Shore, dito sa West Auckland, sa Central Auckland, and of course sa South Auckland. Kumusta po kayo? You're here on 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay with Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam. Yes, you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Hi and welcome to Father Manuel Hadraque Jr., who's visiting us here in Auckland.
Kumusta si Father?
And birthday greetings, golden birthday sa ating golden boy, Eddie Repiso Tito Oscar. Happy birthday, Eddie. Also birthday greetings to Phil and Rhea Turillo and Josh Turillo, to Jesse, Vina, and Iris, Tito Oscar. Not quite in September, in early October. But, you know, advanced birthday greetings would likewise be so awesome. And 18th birthday of Regina Ina Repiso. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat. And also special greetings doon sa ating mga friends, mga kasamahan na nila Monina Hernandez, our Filipino nurses here in Auckland and over the shore, Tito Oscar. I heard they're doing a great job sa hospitals dito sa home and hospitals. So good job mga nurses natin. And also ating mga carpenters, Tito Oscar, no? I think they're doing a great job too. They're being praised by their employers. So, job well done. Congratulations.
Sa mundo'y nagtungo baon ay pag-ibig mula sa galing ng Pinoy. Hey, layo na ng iyong narating.
Kahit saan ng Pilipino, Tita Miriam, ano talaga, sisikat talaga kasi matalino. Very good worker.
Matalino and hardworking, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a Filipino.
People are going through this world without knowing where they are heading to. I came across this beautiful article that quite touched me. It was published in tinybuddha.com, written by Bob Miglani. And it says how to find the right direction in life. Norman Vincent Peale said, "Life's blows cannot break a person whose spirit is warmed by the fire of enthusiasm. Something just doesn't feel right," I thought to myself, as I walked into my house after a long commute from work, being greeted by my exhausted spouse, who was trying to manage the kids after putting in a long day at her own job. These were the words of Bob Miglani. And he continued, "Work hard, save money, buy a house, and live happily ever after." The formula I grew up with didn't seem all that great anymore. Was it broken? I mean, I worked at a good job but felt as though I was meant to do more. My stress and anxiety were heightened by the increasing uncertainty in my career, the unpredictability of events, and the complicated, fast nature of life, especially over the last few years. I became stuck, frozen, and paralyzed by the chaos of life and work I felt all around me. With no reasonable approach apparent, I stood still. Examining my life, overthinking all the various paths in front of me presented a scary picture. Each path looked worse than the other, inhibiting any possible action I might take. As I was spinning down this spiral of anxiety, my life stagnated, and I just felt hopeless. Then one day, I took an unexpected trip that changed my life and led me down an unpredictable path where I learned, adapted, and grew to understand myself better. It also led me toward a life purpose that was neither grand nor perfect, but it seemed to fit. It just made sense, and I discovered it by chance. Or was it by chance? Breathing fresh air into a stagnant soul, I felt alive again, traveling on a road despite the uncertainty existing around me. Over the last few years, through my journey of trying to figure out which path to follow, I learned a lot about those factors that led me to ultimately discover what I think I am meant to do. As a result, I am currently in the middle of a major life change, going from a 20-year corporate career to being an author, a speaker, and career counselor. While I am not sure how the next few years will go, I am at last open to new possibilities. So, during those times, I learned 4 things on how to find the right direction in life. First, I need to stop overthinking. So much of my stress and anxiety about the future stems from all the analysis and thinking we do as adults. We ask ourselves all sorts of questions. I recall countless nights lying awake, entertaining ideas, and wrestling with my soul. I tried so hard to figure out where I would end up that I often felt defeated before I even began. But all the overanalysis got me nowhere. It just burned me. It just burned more time. You just don't know. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because you will not be basing your choice of direction on a forecast that's likely to be wrong. You'll be making your choice on what is really important to you right here and right now, not tomorrow. Second, I have to try anything but do something. When you take action and start doing things, you begin to feel better almost immediately. Instead of thinking about some far-off place in your head, full of uncertainty, you will be working on something that is really certain, and that is your actions. So many times, I got caught up in the chaos of life and was consumed by it, until I realized that while I cannot control what will happen tomorrow, I can control the actions I take every single day. And that's the beauty of life, knowing that you have absolute control over each of your thoughts, words, and actions. Third, I have to follow my inner voice. I used to feel that if only I knew more, I would be able to make a better decision about the direction I wanted to take in life. But as I dug deeper, trying to get more information, the hole got so deep that I found myself buried. Confused and overwhelmed by so much information, some of it conflicting, I just did not know what or whom to believe. Then I just let go. I let go of all evidence and started following my gut. I took chances. I took small steps, walking forward in the dark. I stumbled. I fell. But got back up and went in a different direction. Then again, and again, and again. As they say, the first step was the hardest, but I eventually found my way. Not because some data point on a career chart showed me which way to go, but because I started to trust my inner voice. And the fourth way that I learned on how to find the right direction in my life is to believe in myself. When I first started exploring new opportunities to find the right direction in my life, I found myself overwhelmed by the competition. There were so many others just like me trying to do what I was doing. Turning to my friends did not offer any respite, because instead of encouraging me to try new avenues, some of them brought me back to where I began. Why don't you be more pragmatic? With such seeds of self-doubt sown within me, it took me some time to recover my momentum. It was in the positive voices of so many others, in blogs, in videos, and in social media, that I found encouragement to keep at it. It felt like these voices were talking about me. And in that positive lens, I found the light inside of me to bring forward the resiliency that until then had lain dormant. No longer suppressed by someone else's ideas of the way things ought to be, I continued on my newly discovered path. The more I focused on my own voice and the voices of encouraging friends, the more I grew to believe in myself. Although for some, finding the right direction might require the journey of a lifetime, I do believe there is one direction in which we are all meant to go, and that is to go forward. By taking small steps each and every day, putting aside overthinking, and realizing that you have everything you need deep within, you can find the right direction in your life. And while it may not be the direction you expected, it will work out just fine. So those were the words of Bob Migliani. The right direction in life, I believe we also need to lean on a navigator. The navigator has a big responsibility. Its primary responsibility is to be aware of ship or aircraft position at all times. Responsibilities include planning the journey, advising the ship's captain or aircraft commander of estimated timing to destinations while en route, and ensuring hazards are avoided. Being a navigator is a complicated task to do because they are in charge of everything in order for the vehicle to function to be able to reach their destination safely. In our daily lives, as we navigate the sea of life, we also have a reliable source of spiritual direction, which is the Bible. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day." Rather than occasionally glancing at God's word, he spoke of pondering the Lord's directions throughout each day. And it says in verse 99, "Your testimonies are my meditation." Like the mariners of old, we need a constant guide to help us find our way and stay on course. And that is what happens when we seek the Lord day by day with an open heart and a willing spirit that says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." We all need God's guidance from above, His daily leading and His love. As we trust Him for direction to our course, He will give correction. With God as our navigator, we are headed in the right direction. So how can we stay on course when we are tired of the battle? What battle is making us weary right now? If you work in an environment where everything is affirmed except faith in Christ, you may find that, over time, the ongoing erosion of an increasingly hostile culture begins to wear you down. If you are going through a stale time in your life or facing difficulties with a rebellious member of family, you may find that over time your energy drains and it is harder to keep going. Maybe you have been battling against a particular sin and for a while you made progress. But then the old temptation reared its ugly head, and having fallen again, it's hard to find the energy to get up and press on. Or perhaps, after serving in a ministry for some time, you feel that you are running out of steam. Anyone who serves God wholeheartedly will know what it is to come to a place of saying, "I don't know how much longer I can do this." So how do you stay the course when you are tired of the battle? The church in Thessalonica was born in great difficulties. Some bad characters started a riot, and Paul had to leave the city during the night, knowing that he may never be able to see the brothers and sisters who professed faith through his ministry again. And we can read this in Acts chapter 17. Paul also wrote two letters to the Thessalonians. In the first, he grounds these believers in their newfound faith. And in the second, written some time later, he focuses in on what it takes to persevere. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 says, "Never tire of doing what is right," gets to the heart of Paul's message in the second letter. The big question is, how? How can I never tire? How can I go to the distance as a Christian? How can I have patience with my children, perseverance in my job, or in my ministry? There is a marvelous nugget at the beginning of 2 Thessalonians that helped me when I saw it and has continued to help me, especially when I get tired of the battle. And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, "Your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance." There is a helpful old adage that when you see the word "therefore," you should ask what it is there for. And in that case, it is making a connection that is especially important. The faith of these people is growing, and their love for each other is increasing. And therefore, Paul boasts about their perseverance. Perseverance is the fruit of growing in faith and increasing in love. Deepening your faith and renewing your love will enable you to stay the course even when you are tired of the battle. I once had a conversation with a godly leader who has led a Sunday school class for many years. He was tired, and when we met for breakfast, he told me he felt it was time to move on. There was some sadness about the way he spoke, and so I asked some questions that led to him telling me about his frustrations with various people in the class. After listening for a while, I said to him, "I think you are tired of these people, and here is what I would like you to do. Ask God to renew your love for them. Pray for them, and see if God will rekindle the affection that you had for them before." He said that he would do that. We agreed to meet again in a month, and when we did, he told me that he had been renewed and refreshed and had completely changed his mind about stepping down from leading the group. What had happened was both simple and wonderful. Increasing love had led to perseverance. And growing in faith also produces perseverance, making it possible to stay the course when you are tired of the battle. As it is in the nature of grass to grow, so it is in the nature of faith to persevere. I have found that the times when I get jaded and discouraged usually turn out to be times when I have lost sight of what the Lord is doing, or lost confidence in what He is able to do in my own life and in the lives of the people I serve. Seeing that connection is really helpful because it points to the answer: renewed confidence in God and in all that He is able to do in you and through you will help you to persevere even when you are tired of the battle. So, never give up. Think that there is a navigator that is always looking after us, and with him, we are always headed in the right direction. This is an article from Bible Quotes for the Day.
Okay, Tita Miriam, what we're going to do now is we're going to have, mayroon tayong Pasko na naman, September na eh.
Yes, and of course, Tito Oscar, just a little bit of announcement. September 29, the Filipino communities celebrate the Feast of San Lorenzo Ruiz, Tito Oscar.
So yes.
There will be a big celebration at the Filipino Mass at 11:30 Good Shepherd Church, Balmoral, Dito Oscar. And prior to that, there will be a 3 days Triduum Mass from Thursday till Saturday, Tito Oscar, at I think 7 o'clock Good Shepherd Church in Balmoral. So go to the website of Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy to get more details on the celebrations. And it also happens to be an anniversary celebration of the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy and Migrants Day. So be there. And because we don't know how many people are coming, please help us bring a plate of your favorite cooking, your favorite dish, now or dessert or drinks, to share to everyone who is going there. So see you there. See you tomorrow at Good Shepherd Parish at 11:30 for the Filipino Mass and Gathering.
Okay, Pasko na naman!
Dito Oscar, sa atin Dito Oscar, I've seen some photos, lots of Christmas decors, especially in the malls, ano?
Yes.
And there are some lanterns already going out and being lighted up. So, it's really beautiful, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Pasko na naman! A time to gather with our family, a time to catch up with family, a time of love and giving. So, Tito Oscar, I think our show is about to finish. So, we invite you to be with us once again next Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 here in Pilipinas Mabuhay. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Giving you our love and prayers. So be with us, 104.6 Planet FM, here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Okay, ingat lang kayo dyan.
Yes,
take care of yourself. Huwag kayong ulan. Kung mayroong ulan. Okay.
And yes, Tito Oscar, this is Tita Miriam once again.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas
Mabuhay.
Ating pinakamili. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na naman ang pag-ibig na kahali. Pasko ang layasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging binabalikan.
Promise me you'll never